got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, about an hour away from Lycus. Old famous Phil Hendry show with 7. We got this, Rick. You know this was inevitable. Lynn Russell has always done it for me. When she wears glasses, even better. Lynn Russell, who, by the way, she's not on CNN anymore. She retired a while back, but there's all kinds of shrines to her up all over the web because she was so beloved. The great thing about Lynn Russell is not only was she a CNN babe, she was a sheriff's deputy, she was a licensed bounty hunter, she was a scuba diving instructor, and she's a black belt in, she's a black belt in what Dirk Diggler would call a karate. So, there you go. And the glasses, you know, guys have got a whole thing. It's not just girls in glasses who have the ponytail where they pull it out and then they... Guys have got a thing for girls in glasses anyway. There's all this, or so I've heard. I've been told by someone who's, you know, not me. There's all this porn that just caters to guys who have a fetish for women in eyeglasses. That's a thing I've heard about. I don't know, I'm not sure where anybody would have come across that information, so to speak. Moving on. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We got into this whole thing. This is because of my Sandra Bernhardt love. Oh, my God. Okay, I was just watching CNN, and they were showing these... Let's talk about courtroom sketching for a moment, can we, please? First of all, do all the courtroom sketch artists go to a school where they all get taught to draw exactly the same way? It's just weird, don't you think, that there's... Like, there's a whole... Like, if I say to you, courtroom sketch of... John Gotti, like, you know exactly what we're talking about, right? You know, you could probably draw it yourself. You know exactly what it looks like. That's really bizarre that they've all got the same sort of palette they work with, and it's just strange. Anyway, so they just showed this courtroom sketch of Michael Jackson. I didn't think it was possible for that guy to look creepier. Now, I didn't think it was possible for Michael Jackson to look more bizarre until you see him. There he is, and he's jumping on top of an SUV.
With a bad arm.
I was roughed up by... Jumping on top of an SUV. Okay, now dance. Dance.
He was dancing.
Ugh. God, man, it's like Goontown over there. It's just Freak Central.
This is going to be so much better than
OJ
was.
Look at how many people are there.
Now, OJ was totally just like the preview for this. OJ was the opening act. Oh, hey, speaking of opening acts, by the way. So Matt and I, we actually went by George Moreland next. We were talking about the... with this party that he's doing, you know, a party. We were talking about this thing yesterday. He's got the guy from Toto and the guy from Survivor. And we were talking about it yesterday. See, this whole thing yesterday, I had no idea there was like a warehouse, right? So we're talking about it yesterday. And the only George Moreland place I was familiar with was that place up in, what, in Southeast? You know, it's like a Hollywood video. And then there's, so I was trying to picture the guy from Toto, you know, like playing in this 14 square foot. And so the guy from George Moreland calls us these.
It's painfully obvious that you've never been to our store and don't know what you're talking about.
And so Matt and I stopped by this yesterday, and they built like this full-on... I mean, it's huge.
It's like,
I gotta say, in all honesty,
and everything, like drum risers and the whole... I mean, it's monstrous.
I mean, the guy very politely let us know that we were talking out of our ass and didn't know what we were talking about. So we stopped by the... I mean, it's a private party, I guess. I thought it was a public thing, but it's a private party. So if you're going to this, I'm not going to be able to go because it's on the Bigger Than Jesus night, the 24th. But man, if you're going to this, they built like a full-on, like, two-scale, like, arena-style stage, like, inside the George Moreland warehouse. So, it's cool stuff.
It's apparently just for their, like, clients and like, their special, like, nice catered food. And so, it's supposed to be like this... Yeah, we didn't really understand yesterday what it was.
I still get your ticket, right?
Yeah, so once again, because they sent me an invitation, I can't go. So once again, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Once again, just me babbling incoherently about things I didn't understand. So yeah, it's cool stuff. So I went by the Georgia. It's the location in Northwest. So it's like a full on like mini stadium they built inside there. I mean, it probably is the nicest place that the guy from Toto has played in quite some time. So I mean, it's cool stuff, man. Anyway, so if you're on that list, I don't know how many hundreds of people are going, but if you're on the invite list for that George Moreland thing, I mean, it's gonna be quite a show. So it's cool stuff. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. In a moment, back to the phones we go. This is Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now it's not just news; it's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A man has been shot while getting his hair cut at a Portland salon. The victim was at Expressions Hair Salon at Northeast Deacon at 9:30 this morning. But a man walked in, pulled a handgun, and shot him several times. The man in his 20s taken to a manual. His condition is not known. It's unknown if they finished his haircut. The gunman ran from the scene. A TriMet driver helped reunite a missing mentally challenged woman with her family. 31-year-old Melanie DeGrud vanished yesterday after boarding a bus.
DeGrud?
Yes.
That's a depressing name.
Well,
DeGrud.
He boarded a bus at the Tiger Transit Center, and she only has the mental capacity of a 12-year-old. How stupid is a 12-year-old?
It's probably best for everyone if I just don't comment on this story.
All right. Anyway, she's a very smart young lady, and she did not return home, and the witnesses reported seeing her board the 78 bus, which is a good bus, during her normal route. The driver noticed her in a Southeast Portland bus and tried to get her home. The family was arranged to meet her in Sherwood. After warming up and eating, she returned to her home. Well, she's only 4'9", too, 140 pounds. Our Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures in the 40s. Cloudy tonight. Lows about 40 again. Add a chance of rain tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Now, could Michael Jackson be weirder? We'll get back to these calls here in a second. But I'm watching
this guy?
I don't know. He's, you know, part of his posse. It's Michael Jackson. Yeah, hoists himself onto the top of his SUV with the arm that apparently was so damaged by the LAPD that he couldn't, lift his hand or whatever. So there he is, hoisting himself, and he's dressed pretty well. I mean, Michael Jackson's a guy who, when he wants to dress well, he can do it, but he's got that white armband on, and that just makes him, I mean, God only knows what that's about. You know, he wants Hans Gruber, you know, freed from a political prison somewhere or something. So, man, and he's got that black, you know, umbrella with him all the time, which makes him look like, you know, it's basically the same outfit that Marilyn Manson had on when I saw him play last time. So Well, whatever. I mean, there's not much to say about Michael Jackson at this point except that it's goddamn weird and it's going to get weirder. I mean, we are entering a long, long tunnel with this Michael Jackson thing. It's
And I'm looking forward to it.
I'm surprised they let him stand on top of that, man. In all seriousness, you figure somebody'd shoot him. I mean, I don't mean that in a flip sort of way. I mean, you've got to figure that's a guy at least accused of 7 counts of molestation. A lot of people don't like him anyway. A lot of the black community hate him because they think he's, you know, got all white on him. A lot of white people don't like him because he's still black. A lot of people don't like him just because he's a freak. You got to figure that's a guy who gets death threats by the ton.
Well, that whole area was secured anyway.
Yeah.
By church members, mostly. Yeah. And police.
Yeah. It's freaky stuff. All right. Anyway, so we got the phone calls we're going to get to here and this email and stuff. But it's just weird. All right. And where is Tito? I want to, like, a Tito watch, you know, as soon as we can track that guy down. Okay, I got to turn away from the TV because it's just going to keep me enraptured there. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Don't forget, online tickets for tonight's Bigger Than Jesus debut, the premiere tonight, are sold out, but you can get them at the door. Tickets are at the door at the Imago Theater tonight. Doors open at 6:30, show at 7, and you get a commemorative CD, the first 20 people through the door. That's tonight at the Imago Theater. Show starts at 7. We'll talk more about that later on. Let's get Jared, a first-time caller. You're on Hot Talk tonight at KTK. What's up?
Nothing much. I just wanted to call and talk about that, the strangely attractive thing you got going on.
Yes.
And the person that I to this day, find strangely attractive, though it started when she was younger, is Suzanne Pleshette.
Suzanne Pleshette from, it was Bob Newhart's wife for a long time on TV.
Yeah, Bob Newhart's wife. Yeah. She was in an old Disney movie that's where I saw her when I was a kid, and then, like, now I think she's in that Good Morning Miami show.
Wasn't Suzanne Pleshette going to join the cast of Eight Simple Rules? Wasn't it her and James Garner?
Yeah, maybe. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Kind of freaky.
Excellent. Hey, you're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
A buddy of mine told me about it. And so he listened and told me to listen, and I'm on the road a lot. So
what's his name?
Brian Johnson.
All hail Brian Johnson from AC/DC? Probably not. All hail Brian Johnson. All right, excellent. All right, God love you, Brian. God love you, Jerry. There you go. All right. We got this one. Rick, this is from a woman, by the way. I've always thought that Groucho Marx was one of the... He's making stuff up now. Hottest, sexiest men. He was my first crush. Too bad he's long dead. I also think the C-3PO is kind of sexy. Also Jeff Goldblum. I can't tell whether that's a serious email or not. I guess that proves, I guess that kind of just underscores the whole premise, you know, that I don't even know if that's real, well, you know, whatever. Look, if I can have a crush on, like, you know, if I can have a crush on Lara Croft, you know, or whatever, if I can have a crush on cartoon characters, don't, if I can have a crush on Jessica Rabbit, I guess a girl can have a crush on C-3PO. I guess it's one really isn't better than the other there. We're going to get our friend the low in a moment. In Longview, Eric is a first-time caller here on Hot Talk with KTK. What's up, man?
Yes, it's me. How you doing?
Dude, what do you got, brother?
I got something that nobody's thought of yet, and I just find, I think she's the hottest chick out there, one of them. Tim Allen's wife on Home Improvement.
She is completely hot.
Patricia Richardson.
Especially because, I remember at one point she was losing a lot of weight and getting all bony, and they made her put the weight back on because they wanted her to be sort of relatable. And so she, you know, she was, you know, because she was headed towards, like, you know, Skeletonville, too, and they made her put some weight back on, and she looked damn hot. You know who else is hot? Is that Megan Price girl from Grounded for Life, that mom? On,
oh, yeah.
I mean, she's got breasts you could see from the moon. I mean, they're just unbelievable. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Patricia Richardson. She needs to come be my special friend.
Oh, God, she's a MILF. I mean, I just get mahogany every time I see her on Home Improvement.
Well, that's what I'm saying, brother. That's what it's all about. There you go. That's Eric, first-time caller. Mahogany. Yeah. Mahogany.
Mahogany is a hard wood.
It really is. As is Eric, and they ought to just call it getting Eric, I guess. To welcome to the show, our good friend, Portland hip-hop artist, Man About Town, The Low. What's up, brother?
Dude, I'm going to offer my apology to Ian right now.
Dude, does
his mom throw on the lingerie and come into the candlelit room singing, I feel like chicken tonight?
Well, what kind of, like, if you had a sexual fetish for the San Diego chicken, why would you admit it? Like, that's one of those things you tell your shrink and no one else. You go to the grave with that.
Yeah, because somebody, that could actually happen. See, C-3PO is not so much there's no possibility of that, but the chicken could happen.
Yeah.
And one more thing, I don't know if you saw it, but I sent you a nice little shot of Sandra Bernhardt.
Excellent.
And I don't get it, man, but I'm with you on that too, and I don't know why.
That's the thing is, you can't really, like, the thing is, if you take her component parts and look at them, there's nothing attractive about her. But when
I think the fact that she's ugly is kind of what makes her hot.
Maybe. I forget what it is, but the Germans have a word for it, and the word is ugly pretty. And I guess it's like how chicks are about Mick Jagger, you know, where it's like he's so weird looking that he becomes hot again,
Becomes like full circle, goes 360.
Yeah, that's what I'm
right
saying.
Back at the beginning.
I got to go check my email box for that. All right, there you go. It's The Low in Portland. Yeah, it's like I don't want to hear your mom calling up. That's like hearing your mom call up and saying that. I don't. It's like that. You know what it is? Remember, we had a call a long, long time. This is years ago. Some of you old schoolers remember that. We had a woman call up a long, long time ago, and I was talking about The West Wing. And it's back when Edward James Olmos was making a guest appearance on The West Wing as Judge, what's his name, Mendoza. And this is back in like 99. And a woman called up, and I'll never forget this. She called up and said that she had we were talking about The West Wing, and she said she had like full mat on for Edward James Olmos. And I said, oh, you know, he's guest starring in The West Wing tonight. And she goes, yeah, I know. I'll be there with my vibrator in one hand and my remote in the other. And it was like, and there was no way to get that thought out of my head. It was like it was too late. And so I'm watching The West Wing that night, and it's like Edward James Olmos comes on the screen, and it's like all you could picture was just, you know, Victoria, or whatever her name, you know, yeah, stand and deliver, you know, that's all you, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so, talk to you, we'll get some email here in a second. Ed, you're a first-time caller.
Yeah, yes.
You're on Hot Talk to Nettie KTK, what's up?
Hey, Rick. I like Roz from Frasier. I think she's hot.
I think I could get with that. I think she's kind of got that Mini Driver vibe for me. She's kind of one of those things. She's not really traditionally hot, but I could see how she's cute. Yeah,
definitely.
Oh, I'm with you on that. That's
great show.
All right, there you go. That's Ed. Yeah, we got this. This is from Todd. Rick, there's another category to the "I'm the only one attracted to this person" thing. Do you ever have it, he says, where someone is considered the essence of hotness to everyone on the planet except for you for no apparent reason? And then when you tell people, they look at you like you're a freak. And then he says, here's a couple examples. Shannon Doherty, I know you've got mad love for her, but she's a butterface with a perennially bad haircut. No, okay, first of all, yourself.
I'm with him on that one.
No! You shut the hell up about Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty just does absolutely nothing for me.
Yes, she does.
I don't know what you see in her.
Shut your head. Which I see in her. I can tell you one thing I see in her. You know? I got to shut my eyes to do
you.
It. Yeah, I got Shannon Doherty. You're on crack. I got to tell you, you don't find Shannon Doherty cute. You're not even human. You're not even this. Just shut the hell up with that. Okay, whatever. He says, then, how about Cameron Diaz? Cameron Diaz, put the teeth in the 12-year-old boy-looking body away and back away very slowly and quit shaking your narcissistic ass in every bad movie you make. And then he says, Jada Smith, I'll grant you she has an excellent body, but how pointy can a face be before it collapses in on itself? thought I'd share, Todd, F. Matt with Lara Flynn Boyle's Skeletor body.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Yeah. I'm about that on the Halle Berry. Because Halle Berry, I guess she's cute and all, but it's like you see her interviewed and she's just so goddamn stupid. I mean, it's like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's like in real life she sits around and works on like the grand unification theory or something, but I don't think so. Halle Berry just seems so damn dumb to me. I mean, she just seems like unbelievably full-on dumb, and it's kind of hard for me to get past that. You know, it's like some people talk about they can't be attracted to somebody who's a smoker or whatever. And for me, it's like if you're a woman and you're just unbelievably friggin' stupid, it's hard for me to to find you attractive in any way. You know, it's like especially once you once you just open your mouth and start talking, and it's if you just end up being. I think women are the same way about guys, though. Like, you meet a hot guy at a bar, and, you know, how are you? I'm fine. You know.
Yeah, the looks can only take you so far.
You want to go to a tractor pull? You know, like, immediately. I live with my mom. You know. Tractor pulls rule. You know, it's like totally. Any shot that guy ever had is gone. Just keep your mouth shut. Okay. Andy. In Portland, what's up?
Yeah, I was just calling about two chicks. First one would be Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she was mentioned, but the other one, I don't know her name. She was Edward Norton's girlfriend in American History X.
Veruza Balk. Yeah, well, because they both fall into the freaky, freaky hot thing again. You know, Christina Ricci, especially in that new movie, that monster movie with Charlize Theron, where she plays like a lesbian and whatnot. And yeah, Feruza Balk is, she's creepy and scary and hot and luscious and evil. She's great. I mean, The Craft is like packed with hot chicks, man. Because that's what, Neve Campbell and Feruza Balk and who? Somebody else is.
They all can beat my ass, that's all I know.
That's true. Well, that's the thing, is they beat your ass and then they drink your blood. And that's why they're hot. That is why they're hot, because they would beat your ass and then they would use your body for some sort of devil worshipping ritual, and that is sexy.
None of them would be an overpriced bodyguard, at any price.
No, it's completely true. It's like when I was living in, I don't know if I've told this story, when I was living in Salt Lake, there was this girl that had sent me an email, and she's just like, well, you know, I dig your show, we should, you know, get together sometime, you know, have coffee or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. And she sent me a picture of herself. This is like in the early days of email, too, so I don't know, she took it or she scanned it or whatever. She sent me a picture of herself, and she was kind of this hot gothic girl, and I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, well, what, we get together, what do you want to do? And she's like, well, I don't know, I was thinking we could get a coffee, go back to my place, and you know, then I could, she said, and I have a sacramental knife, and I was thinking you could, lick my blood off of it. And I'm like, you know, and it's like, that just kind of comes out of nowhere, you know, and it's, yeah, but it was kind of sexy, too. It's kind of a turn-on, you know? I mean, I didn't do it, but man, I thought about it for a long time. I gotta tell you, I sat there and I read it over and over, I'm like, well, okay, you know, and it's like one of those things where you don't, like, I still don't know if that's sexy or not. I think it is, though. I'm not entirely sure. But it's like, I kind of stayed away, if only because any idea, you know, any woman's like, we're part of her idea, the great evening involves her taking out a knife. It's like, you're approaching some sort of nexus of cool and sexy and scary, and the cops don't know where your body is, and, you know, and then you're Spalding Gray, you know, and nobody wants that. All right. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk Tonight at KHK. Don't go anywhere.
I think my man's gone crazy. A little help from Baby Jane. Won't you tell him, baby? I think my man's gone crazy. There's nothing you can do to save it. Could ever change me? I think my man's gone crazy.
Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Seriously, we were just... we shouldn't even repeat that conversation
on
the air. Because that makes us sound even worse than we normally do. I'll just say that here's the traffic, sir.
All right, I-5 North.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, it's 2:28. I am Tim Riley. Tim Burton directs the emotionally powerful story of a father and son and their journey to understand each other in The Big Fish. Tim talks about the birth of his son and if he used the idea of his birth in the film.
It was so emotional and amazing. You can't predict that. You can't prepare yourself for that. So there was nothing I could really use emotionally because I hadn't been through that yet, you know. Your parents dying is another. That happened a couple of years before. So that was probably, I used that more because I was thinking about that more.
Tim remembers the moment he saw his son come into the world.
And nobody prepared me. You know, this sort of blue pinhead came out, you know, with some yellow stuff on it. And I'm going, Jesus, what the hell is that? And then it's like in 3 seconds, it turns into a round red thing. So, you know, it's like, where was the classes telling you about that?
Making a bad situation a little bit worse, David Spade has been cast as a regular cast member of 8 Simple Rules of Dating My Teenage Daughter. He originally signed off for just 3 episodes.
Okay, but back to the Tim Burton thing. What kind of baby was he having?
That was like Rosemary's Baby.
Seriously, was he having a claymation baby or something? It sounds like the lay off the drugs there when you're impregnating people there, Tim. All right.
Anyway, David Spade will join 8 Simple Rules for good.
Remember when David Spade was funny? Remember like 10 years ago on SNL when David Spade was a guy that you'd find amusing? Remember when he used to make movies with Chris Farley?
Those were funny.
Remember those days? Those were good times. We'd say, oh, look, there's David Spade. He's doing something amusing that makes me laugh. Yeah, those days are over.
Maybe Pauly Shore or Andrew Dice Clay were busy. For the Metro forecast for this afternoon, calls for cloudy skies, highs mid-40s, rain coming in after midnight, and a soggy weekend. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Hot Talk.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Oh, here's more crazy chicks. There ought to just be a magazine, just some porn magazine called Hot Crazy Chicks. You know what I mean? I mean, we've got Gothic Beauty. That's close. But there's definitely some overlap between the hot chicks and the crazy chicks. You know it's true. Rick, I think I'm all alone on this one. Julia Lewis. Julia Lewis. Crazy. What about that bar scene in Natural Born Killer? How about the whole goddamn movie? How about Cape Fear? Got Cape Fear when she was only like 12, too. That whole long sequence where Robert De Niro was calling on the phone. I'm the do-right man. And then there's that long... I don't know if the last time we saw Cape Fear, but there's that... I mean, she could have only been... must have only been like 14. And there's that whole long sequence where she's sucking Robert De Niro's thumb. That's just all kinds of creepy. I mean, it's just unnerving. I mean, I suppose in a... You know, the great thing about Juliet Lewis, too... The great thing about Julius Lewis is we were talking about the Firuza Balter in the break and Rose McGowan, and I feel that Rose McGowan sort of puts on the crazy, you know what I mean? She sort of, that's kind of her shtick. She kind of puts on this crazy sort of deal. Where Firuza Balter's a real deal. She's obviously just nuts. And so it is with, what's her name, with Julia Lewis. Because it's like, you know, there's kind of this white trash cool. You know, a lot of people think it's sort of hip to kind of, do the faux white trash wardrobe and whatnot. But Julia Lewis is a real deal. And that girl's grimy and grubby and all kinds of sleazy. We're grubby, we're grimy, we're all a little slimy. Julia Lewis coming. All right. We're going to get Kristen and Scott here in a second. Tim, you're a first-time caller. You're on the...
Yes.
On Talk Connecticut KFTK. What's up?
Hey, man. I got to tell you, man, Pam Grier really did it for me and Jackie Brown.
Pam Grier in anything. Pam Grier, it doesn't matter, in a burlap sack sitting on my front porch. Doesn't matter.
You know it, man. Black mama, white mama, coffee, woo!
It's like I saw a friend of mine saw this porn film one time. It's just called Black and White in Color. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, there you go. That's Tim. Yeah. No, Pam Grier's completely out. Well, certainly Tarantino knows that's the case. You know? That's why. Rick, while everybody was busy drooling over Lonnie Anderson, I had Mad Wood for Bailey Quarters. Yeah, she was the hot one in that show in my book, F. Matt with Les Nessman's Imaginary Office Floor.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
She totally, because she totally had the kind of, not hippie thing, but she kind of had the, you know, the long hair and the glasses and just kind of the, and there was that whole, episode of WKRP where she moved in with Johnny and came to work in his Black Death t-shirt. And I remember that. That's just me. I'm the only one. Let's welcome to the show our good friend, the lovely and talented Kristen from accounting. How are you?
Hey, I'm well.
What do you got there?
Well, you know, I had an observation about the, what's her name?
Yes.
Her name is completely gone from my head. Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well, I think the whole thing is she's an ugly chick who really doesn't give a crap that she's ugly.
Well, because in her mind, see, this is the great thing about she thinks she's hot, and so that makes her hot, you know?
But, well, and it's not even I think that she thinks she's hot. I think she thinks she's not attractive the way, you know, we generally think of people as attractive. So she plays up her personality and her funniness and everything else she's got going for her.
Right, right.
You know, so that's kind of what makes her hot.
Well, it's one of those things where, and she just sort of, you know, it's that whole thing. If she thinks it, therefore she is it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which a lot of ugly chicks don't have that.
Yeah, well, it's like, and I said this not so much now, but I mean, sort of, you know, back in the day, I always said that I thought Roseanne was really hot in a weird way, just because she was so mouthy and just didn't
right.
give a rip. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's like if you didn't like Roseanne, she'd just tell you to go F yourself, and that's kind of hot.
That is hot.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm all about that.
You know, the guy that I always get mocked for, who thinking is oh so adorable, and I still to this day think he's cutest ever, Michael Anthony.
Michael
no
Anthony.
Surprise.
Michael Anthony, the fat guy from Van Halen.
He's not fat.
They should have a band, him and Carney Wilson, the fat chick from Wilson Phillips and the fat guy from Van Halen. They can tour together.
I go to kind of short, stocky guys with facial hair, so shut up.
No, I'm just not. Look, I mean, he's Michael Anthony, and I'm not. There's not much I can do about it. I'm just saying that is the definition of an unconventional choice.
Exactly. See, I never thought, you know, Ed wasn't my type. David Lee Roth, no, a little too showy.
David Lee Roth is everybody's type. What are you talking about?
But Michael Anthony's the guy that I would sit at the bar with and just, you know, throw a few back.
You know, and he had that big bass guitar shaped like a Jack Daniels bottle.
Yeah.
Got to give it up for that.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's Kristen in accounting. Yeah, I mean, David Lee Roth is everyone's type. What are you talking about? All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We'll just get through like as many of these as we as can. We get this. It's like that thing of the Jolie poem the other day. It was rolling in by the dozens here. Let's see. This one just says, yeah, Kate Moss is the hottest. Yeah, okay. By the way, your show is the best on KOTK. Ground Zero is another great show. F. Matt and a threesome with Liz Wilde and a ventriloquist.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
You know, I don't even try to figure out where some of these F. Matts come from because it's like there's just a random word generator somewhere that just, you know. Rick, as for me, I have a huge thing for James Carville. I have a weird thing for guys with big noses. You could have knocked me over with a feather the first time I saw Adrian Brody. Yeah, that guy's got he's got a full-on Durante. That guy in 6 Feet Under that dates the daughter. That guy, kind of that Brian Krakow guy. Although that's probably because he looks a lot like my college crush. And this one says, you've been talking about strung-up gothic chicks and you failed to mention Helena Bonham Carter? How the hell do you pronounce that? All I know is she looked like an ape in that thing. I'm not talking about her old-time movies. I'm talking about Fight Club. Yeah, she was completely nuts in Fight Club. No, I'm with you on that. Yeah, okay. Let's see. The next one just says, damn slow freaking email. Rick, I've always... Oh, this is yet another... This is another person echoing the Groucho Marx thing. Yeah, okay. Wayne, you're on Hot Talk to Eddie KOTK. What's up?
Rick!
Hey, Wayne!
Have you seen any pictures of Carney Wilson lately?
Yeah, I know she's doing that. Well, she got her stomach, like a seal-a-meal thing put in her stomach, right?
Yeah, well, I saw her in Playboy here not too long ago, and that girl looked good. Oh, yeah, she did a layout for Playboy.
No, I didn't know that. How did that escape my notice?
I don't know, man. You must be walking around with your blinders on.
Apparently so. I had no idea. Did anybody else know that?
Dude.
No, no one ever tells me anything.
What about Kate Winslet?
Kate Winslet is like flat-out freaking scorching. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody anywhere
Arnie
says.
Arnie Wilson and Kate Winslet together would make an awesome porn movie.
That's a phrase I never thought I would live to hear. I mean, that's just a... Okay, there you go. That's Wayne. Here's a phrase I never thought I would hear. And Carney Wilson would make a great porn film. Yeah. That's a bit like saying, whatever. No, and Eric Stoltz and Mask would make a great... You know, it just doesn't... Yeah, okay. Now, let's just do break now and try to clean that image out of some... I'm all for Kate Winslet. Carney Wilson just bugs me. Carney Wilson bugs me because she was all, I'm happy being fat! People who don't like me being fat, you F off! You know, and then she does that thing where she gets her stomach stapled in half. It's like, pick one or the other, you know? And so other fat people hate her now, too, because she, because she's a hypocrite. It's like Al Roker. Al Roker's got that cookbook out now. Eat and be thin after having your stomach cut in half. Al Roker. Bunch of weasels. All right, we'll be back. It's your Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Portland. It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Oh, that's me with the microphone off there.
Dollar.
All right.
Did you ever pay it the other day?
Yeah, just shut up.
No.
You go. You put in the dollars while
you
do this.
You owe $2 now, man.
Do the traffic.
Hey.
Keep the track over here.
You harassed him. You need to put your dollar in the jar.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, we got this one. This one, subject line, hotties / Dylan karaoke. Rick, I think Susan Sarandon is the shiznit. Not half bad for a white girl. You know, there is nothing on this earth that is hotter than Susan Sarandon in Rocky Horror. You know? She's there in the wet bra. Yeah. I'm talking about. Sarah tore it up at Chopsticks last night, rocking Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. What a star. Adam, F. Matt with Carney Wilson.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Let's see. We've got the... I'll try to get one. We're kind of running short on time here. Let's see. We got the... The hell with my... I've done that thing again. I've lost it. Anthony says, a while back you were talking about Grace, the 1080 girl. Do you know if she's single? Does she like tall guy? Dude, you're asking the wrong guy. I got no knowledge of that. I don't know. We've lost track of all the 1080 girls since we did the thing at in La Center. We've kind of, I don't know, you know. We talked to Glory. Glory came by for Christmas, and I know Sam sent us an email, but I don't know, but we haven't talked to some of them. Why are we going to get them in here again?
I'll start making some calls. Maybe we can get them in over the next couple of weeks and just kind of have them all come in.
Yeah, we'll just find out what's up with them. Yeah, no, that's one girl. That girl's, that's a girl. She's hotter than San Antonio asphalt, as they say. But I don't know. We'll find out. She comes in.
Who is they that says that? I mean, it's a great line. I'm just curious.
It's just me, really. Okay, really, it's just me that says that. Yeah. No, but I can't sit there and just be all drooly. Then I just look like a tool, you know? So, no. We'll get her in here, and you can ask her. You can ask her yourself. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Rick, I got to weigh in on that guy that said he had a thing for Juliette Lewis. Tell him to watch The Other Sister and then ask if he still thinks she's hot. Hello? Isn't she retarded in that movie?
Yeah,
right?
What's his name?
Giovanna Ribisi.
Yeah.
What a movie we get to see two retarded people hump it out. That's what everybody wants to watch. Yeah. Get to watch two drooling, you know. Yeah, that's what everybody's... Might as well go rent retard porn. I mean, makes you wonder if that exists. I wonder if there is retard porn.
Oh, yeah. There has to be.
Listen to that. Oh, yeah.
Well, remember when we were at Fantasy... Matt's crying. Remember we were at Fantasy and we got, I mean, they had stuff for everything, like Fat Chicks Need Love, too.
Yeah, but retard porn seems like one step beyond.
We should go and see if they have some.
Yeah, let's do that right away.
It seems to me like if by legal definition you don't have the mental capacity of an 18-year-old, you can't make porn.
Rick, this will ruin your demographic. I have a wild crush on Don Imus. He's a badass. Chuck McCord is pretty hot, too. F. Matt with a wrinkled old prune.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Really quickly, I want to say, we got a couple emails here that I will address about some people asking about the content of Bigger Than Jesus tonight. Which are we breaking now?
I don't know. Go
ahead.
Okay, I'll stop it.
Somebody asked me, they asked because we've been referring to this as the special edition. And they want to know what's different. I'll share really quickly. I was talking to Rob from the House of Rick when he saw the original show back in June. And you know, the script that we did in June was 58 pages long. And I told him that the original first draft of the script was 150 pages. And he said, well, is there any way I can get... He said, I'd love to see those other 100 pages, see what you had to cut out. And so what we did is we trimmed about 40 minutes out of Bigger Than Jesus from the June show. And then we put in a brand new 40 minutes worth of material. So basically, we cut about 40 minutes worth of material and then replaced it with 40 minutes of stuff that was either new or that we didn't get a chance to do last time. So if you saw Bigger Than Jesus in June, what you're going to see tonight, premieres at the Imago Theater, is about, about 40 minutes of it is brand new. Stuff. It's got a brand new opening. It's got a bunch of brand new segments. It's got the, controversial garage guitar sequence, which was cut early on in the June performance, but which we have put back in for this. So, you don't have to keep circulating bootleg versions of it on the internet.
Against your wishes.
Yeah. So you don't have to buy it on the bootleg DVD downtown. You can get it there. Doors open at 6:30 tonight. Show starts at 7. Online tickets are sold out for tonight and tomorrow, but you can get them at the door tonight at the Imago Theater. More details at rickemerson.com. We'll be back to wrap it up. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk Today, KFTK.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick, does tonight's performance of Bigger Than Jesus contain more footage of Mos Eisley? No. No, but it does have the controversial sequence where John Bon Jovi shoots first. You want to come see that? Let's quickly squeeze a couple of these in. In the coup, Patty, you're our first-time caller. You're on Hot Talk Tonight, KFTK. What's up?
Gerard Depardieu, though, I think is hot.
I guess that's Big Nose when he's Cyrano. But that's, he's a frog actor.
He's hot to French women.
What's that?
He's hot to French women, I guess.
Yeah, no, women ill-advisedly have a thing for French men. There's nothing I can do about it. You can't really stop them. You're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
I'm a pharmaceutical rep, so I'm driving around a lot.
Yeah, I got some of those in my neighborhood, too.
So I started listening to you while I drive around.
All right, well, you spread the word, Patty. You call us anytime.
Thanks.
Pharmaceutical rep. Is that what they call that? Okay, whatever you say. I have finals. I need to stay awake. Come by my locker after homeroom. Let's see. Ron, I'm not saying she's... Ron, you're a first-time caller.
Yes.
You're on Hot Talk tonight at KFTK. What's up?
Oh, yeah. I was just calling. You know, you were talking about Juliette Lewis. Have you seen or heard her band?
No, I didn't even know she was in
Juliette Lewis and the Licks.
The Licks. How great is that? That's like that band that Tina Yathers from Family Ties.
I guess they've got Hole's drummer, and she's dressed up in either skin tight or next to nothing, thrashing around like a total, you know, punk thrash metal type crossover. I mean, just loud, obnoxious. I mean, just excellent.
I'm all over that. That's
looking
good
just
stuff.
Hotter than all get out. Oh. All sweaty, her hair plastered to her face. I mean, it's just excellent.
Dude, that's great. That's Ron of First Time Callers. Ron's got some business to attend to, I think. Rick, I get the thing with Sandra. Sandra Bernhardt. She has a way of carrying herself that's a turn on. And those lips, who can pass up those lips? Well, that's like the thing we were talking about Angelina Jolie, who does nothing for me. But that she has those full on, like,
you're killing me.
Suck start the Harley Davidson, you know, lips. You know what I'm
talking
about.
Your love of, like, the insane woman, I just don't know how Angelina Jolie doesn't.
Angelina
do
Jolie could be in here stripping and oiling herself up for me, and it would do nothing for me. I mean,
it'd make your radio show not happen.
You'd be gone. All right, we want to thank CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, Michael Jackson, Tim Burton, Ben Stiller, Ice Cube. Michael Moore, Michael Jackson, Chris Darden, all y'all, and Kristen from accounting. The Rick Emerson Show is produced by the lovely Sarah Dillon, who does a mean version of Total Eclipse of the Heart. For Hot Talk tonight at KOTK in the newsroom, it's Tim Riley, executive producer, 1F Matt Peterson. Don't forget, doors open tonight at 6:30 at the Imago Theater for Bigger Than Jesus, The Diary of a Rock and Roll Fan. Show starts at 7. Tickets available at the box office tonight, so we'll be there for that. We'll be back Monday at noon for the KOTK Noon News Hour. As always, be safe this weekend. Like us next, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, followed by the best damn radio program you've ever heard, Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, tonight at 10, tomorrow at 10, Sunday at 8. Don't let the bastards grind it down. Be safe. Have a good weekend. See you Monday. Bye.
My goodness.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.